Racing news to wrap up, and including that is Neil Bainbridge, the CEO at the Cranbourne Turf Club in Victoria. Morning to you, Neil.
Morning, Andrew. How's things?
Yeah, very well, mate. And look, you've had three trials on your course proper at Cranbourne this morning, where Hayes and Dabernick have taken a group of horses, particularly their three-year-olds like Formality, Tulip and Catchy.
That's correct, Andrew. So big morning at Cranbourne on a heavy nine track, and certainly in trial one, that was the order as well. Formality by nose from Tulip and Catchy, who was probably the eye-catching run. Catchy was well back on the turn and made a rails run and levelled up with them, and yeah, was certainly strong to the line. So they ran home in 62.18 for the 1,000 metres.
62.18, but as you say, it's a heavy nine there.
Yeah, heavy nine, Andrew. Certainly plenty of rain, Victoria, at this time of the year, unfortunately. But, you know, all three were very good trials, but probably Catchy, the eye-catching run out of the three of them.
Okay. Trial two saw Seabirds there, Reldas, and Merriest is in that trial as well.
Yeah, Merriest was very impressive, winning by five. They ran slightly quicker time than the younger horses in 62.06. Seabirds ran second, and Reldas in fourth position with Turn It Around in third. And certainly trial three with Ventura Storm from the Hayes Davenac, the one to watch. He ran home third, only beaten sort of a half head by a head was the margin from Grey Line and Abby Marie from the Michael Kent stable. But Ventura Storm was certainly very impressive and eased down on the line.
Yeah, he could be a cups horse for Hayes and Dabernick, the way he only has had the one run since coming from UK, but he might be a horse for them. And just on Merriest, for people that may not know that now I'm 4-year-old mare for Danny O'Brien, it ran fourth in the Euclides earlier this year behind Sweet Sherry, and they've always had a pretty solid opinion. So we'll be watching for her with a five-length trial win this morning. Hey, Neil, thanks for that, mate. Just thought we'd cover off a lot of attention on those Hayes three-year-olds. He's got a large team coming through. I think he was even there this morning, was he?
Yeah, he certainly was to cast an eye over him, and I think there's plenty in store for those three. And, you know, very exciting morning and great time of the year, Andrew, as we head into the spring racing carnival.
Yep, your cup in October.
It is the $300,000 Tab Cranbourne Cup, October the 15th. Sure to be another outstanding edition.
Yeah, it will be. All right, mate, thanks a lot, Neil. Really appreciate it.
Good on, Andrew. Pleasure.
Neil Bainbridge there.